Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, recently we attended a meeting at Des Moines with the Iowa Museum Association and met this most interesting person who is working on creating a working dog museum. So we're going to be visiting with Linnea Gormley. And tell us, first of all, this museum is in creation. Where is it going to be?
Colfax, Iowa, right downtown.
All right. And you've said in our conversation that it's about working dogs. Now, I have a perception of working dogs are, but I think it's different than what you are working on.
Well, we are taking working dogs comprehensively, all the different types of dogs with jobs, performing dogs, as in circus, movies, Broadway, vaudeville, also those that compete in sports, such as agility and flyball. And we'll be talking about sled dogs, the Alaskan type sled dogs, carting dogs, which you don't see very much of anymore, but they used to haul milk in communities, herding and protecting dogs that work with sheep, either herding them or protecting them from whatever predators may be around, military, police, Secret Service, guard dogs that you see going to Iraq and Afghanistan or working with your local police force. Also, scent dogs, other than the ones that work with the armed forces, they can scent cancer. They do illegal plants coming into customs. They can scent fluctuations in blood sugar for diabetics. They also have sewer sniffer dogs to find sewer leaks, believe it or not. And there are service dogs, therapy dogs. Most people are familiar with those. Search and rescue dogs, both those who scent on the ground and in the air. And, of course, hunting dogs, everyone's favorite.
Yes. Long, long list. And it's certainly much longer than I would have thought of. And part of the fascination with this is all of the abilities of dogs. What's your experience with working dogs and all of those abilities? You know, how did you get into this?
Well, of course, I've had dogs all my life. I lived in the country, and so we had St. Bernards when I grew up, so I'm used to being slobbered on. But most recently, in the last few years, I've worked with my Shelties, Shetland Sheepdogs, as therapy dogs. I've trained them to be very obedient and to work with people. Very well socialized, and we can go out and do reading programs in libraries and schools. We visit nursing homes. We've worked in the VA hospital in Des Moines with the veterans there, and there's just all kinds of different applications for therapy dogs for people who maybe missed the dogs that they used to have or need them to help with their physical therapy.
Have you taken any dogs to court? I've been reading about people who are having trouble, you know, talking in front of a judge or jury, that the dogs are really helpful.
I know there's a great need for that, especially with children who've been abused and through traumatic situations, and it's nice to have a dog there that can comfort them, that they can pet and touch. We have not been certified for that yet. I'm sort of between dogs at the moment. I do hope to do that someday.
Okay. Now, is there a difference between a service dog and a therapy dog?
Quite a bit. They perform some of the same functions, but there's a big legal difference. Service dogs are specially trained to help someone with a disability to perform better in public and at home, to hear if they don't hear very well. Of course, the seeing eye dogs everyone is familiar with, but also the diabetes dogs. You've probably heard a lot in the news about the PTSD dogs working with soldiers and other folks with some kind of trauma in their past. Mm-hmm. And they are legally allowed to go anywhere with their person, anywhere in public. Mm-hmm. Therapy dogs are a little different. Therapy dogs are family pets that are trained by the owners to go out and visit in, as I was saying, the nursing homes, the hospitals. We worked in hospice, which was difficult but very rewarding. Mm-hmm. And they do not have legal access anywhere without permission from, say, the manager of the store or the administrator of the organization.
So in a therapy dog, is it, I've heard, and you can correct me on this, like a service dog in some places, they put their bandana on, they put their vest on, and they know they're really in business. Is it the same with a therapy? When you take your dog to a therapy session, do they know that's their working time?
They do. We usually put a vest on them, at least to begin with, so that when they come into the facility, people know why they're there. Other organizations perhaps use a bandana with their certification organization printed on it. Eventually, though, I end up taking the vest off because people want to touch the dog, not the vest.
Mm-hmm. Do you have people who are afraid of the dogs? Have you ever had that kind of situation where you go, oh, I don't want that dog near me?
Well, we generally check with the staff wherever we visit to make sure that there are no allergies or phobias or fears. We have had some children back away, and I always offer to work with them and their parents if they want to meet a friendly dog and perhaps start to overcome that fear.
Mm-hmm. I've also heard that when we're talking about children, that maybe children who are afraid to talk to other people who are very fearful, they'll talk to a dog.
That's very true. Kids relate to dogs. There's nothing like a boy and his dog or a little girl and her puppy. Yeah. They will talk to dogs and cats, I found out, when they won't talk to anyone else. And we've had that experience also in a therapeutic facility where a woman had Alzheimer's, and she would not talk to anyone. But as soon as I brought the dog into the room, she was as if she had never had her condition. She was very much engaged with the animal.
Lenny, that gives me goosebumps.
It gave me goosebumps, too. It's hard not to cry sometimes.
Oh, I would think so. So this is a lot of work on your part, or anybody who's going to do this, but certainly some great rewards. A couple of tips. How do you train a dog to do this? And I'm thinking maybe not everybody wants to go in the therapy dog business, but just to help a dog be friendlier to everybody.
Two really basic steps. First of all, you need to start from the very beginning. As soon as you get the dog, if it's a puppy, you take it to a puppy class, you take it to obedience class, you get it around other dogs and other people as quickly as possible. Your therapy dog has to be very obedient, because if you go into a facility where there are a lot of distractions, you have to make sure that he's not scooping up pills off the floor or approaching people that do not want to be approached. He has to sit, stay, leave it, all of the basic obedience things, and a few more. It's also very important to socialize your puppy or your dog from the beginning. We had a puppy who wasn't completely housebroken when we had to go on vacation to Washington, D.C. He went with us, and he visited all of the monuments and memorials and museums, with permission, of course. We went to the Marine Museum, with permission of the Sergeant at Arms, and he sat in a room full of war reenactment videos and sound effects, and as long as he had lots of treats, he was just fine listening to the cannon go off. He was also invited up to the offices for puppy therapy when they found out that he was there. So it's important to subject them kindly to as many stimuli as possible, shiny floors, loud noises, moving objects. I took my puppies to the grocery store to walk beside a grocery cart so they wouldn't be upset by moving carts in hospitals and things like that, and wheelchairs.
Lots and lots of work, Linnea. Let's talk just a minute about this museum that's in the works. What kinds of things can you put in a museum related to working dogs?
Well, of course, a lot of information. There will be displays just simply telling what dogs do, and how they've been used throughout history to help mankind from the very beginning when they were brought in by the campfires to help the primitive man hunt and guard their camps. We're also looking for relics, items such as bite suits for attack training. I have a cargo sled that can be pulled by a dog. We'll be looking for carts. I have a set of famous booties from the Iditarod, one of the Susan Butcher, who won the Iditarod two or three times, I believe. We have a set of booties from her that's signed. Just all kinds of things that illustrate the work that dogs do.
Okay. Well, if we want to know more about this, do you have a website yet?
We are on Facebook. Look under the American Working Dog Museum.
All right. Thank you very much, Linnea Gromley, for visiting with us, and good luck with your museum.
Thank you.